become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the fact.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We're coming to you live on this first day of February 2005 for the next 2 hours. We're on 4 to 6 p.m., and that is Central Time. Many ways in which to listen to this broadcast on the radio dial of which you're listening. You can listen via the Internet. You can listen shortwave. You can listen satellite. You can listen all over the place. And we appreciate you joining us this afternoon. I've got a guest coming up here in just a couple of minutes, Leon Smith from the Lone Star Iconoclast, and I will read his editorial. Something very strange happened, well, very close to, well, that's right, Crawford, Texas. And we know about Crawford, Texas, folks. You know, Texas is a very, very strange place. It is a place where presidents get killed, and well, we have the second installment of the New Deal through Lyndon Baines Johnson. And then we grow something out of here that's called a bush. Well, it's not the burning bush. It's the George Bush. It's the mini-me. It's the part two of George Sr. And, folks, as far as politicians go, you have to admit to yourself that George W., mini-me, or Bush Light, wouldn't make a pimple on his daddy's backside. He doesn't have that political savvy, and he's involved in part two of course, the Iraq deal. The first time in America's history, folks, that, Congress gave up its congressional responsibility in declaration of war. This is an unconstitutional and illegal war, and Congress saw fit just to give the power to the president. Now, this is a very dangerous thing. Preemptive war. What is that about? That's to strike a person before they have the ability to strike us. That could be anybody on the planet or anybody. The words that are not spoken anymore in Washington, D.C. is policy, foreign policy. We're experiencing foreign policy at the point of a gun. Is this the kind of diplomacy that we want to practice? Because if we keep doing this, ladies and gentlemen, this will come back to haunt us. Supposedly, we're on a war on terrorism. Well, if you want to create terrorists, keep sticking a sharp stick in their eye, and you will get what you deserve. Should we be in the Middle East right now? Not for the reasons we're over there. Of course, we have a person that lied about this, and there's no other way to put it. Flat out lied to the American people. Of course, now they blamed it on intelligence. Oh, it was just faulty intelligence. But when we do the tracking and the tracing of who got the deals, you know, we're over there. First, it was to get rid of the evil dictator, Saddam Hussein. Well, a couple of months after they arrested the guy, his lawyer came out and said, look, I don't know what to do here, because 40% of the people in Iraq, if they're going to put Saddam Hussein back on the presidential ballot without any politicizing, he's going to get over 40% of the vote. Doesn't sound to me like he was very well hated or very well liked, depending on your point of view. And after all, it's kind of a 50-50 thing like we had with Bush and Kerry. We'll be right back.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
No, that is not my radio name. That's my real name. Nobody would ever call themselves John Stadtmiller and make that one up. I guarantee you. There, my guest coming up here, Leon Smith from the Lone Star Iconoclast. I want to read you the editorial. And something very strange happened at this newspaper. Now, keep in mind that it's not that far outside of Crawford, Texas, and we all know the significance of Crawford, Texas. The Iconoclast received considerable criticism this past week after its editors endorsed John Kerry for president. Several subscriptions and advertisements were canceled after the newspaper hit the stands Tuesday morning. The editorial, co-authored by the newspaper's publisher, W. Leon Smith, who will be here with us in a few minutes, and writer Don Fisher and Nathan, I think this is Demonow, expressed the opinion that Kerry would take the country in a better direction. There have been both positive and negative comments. We expected that perhaps a few readers might cancel subscriptions and maybe even ads, but have been amazed at a few of the more intense communications, some of which bordered on outright personal attacks and uncalled for harassments. We've been told by several avid Bush supporters that the days when newspapers publish editorials without personal repercussions are over. As publishers, we have printed editorials for decades and have endorsed candidates, both Republican and Democrat. When Bush was endorsed 4 years ago, the Gore supporters did not respond with threats, nor did Democrats when we endorsed Ronald Reagan twice. Republicans did not threaten us personally or our business when we endorsed Carter and Clinton for their first terms. In the past, when individuals disagreed with an editorial, they would write a letter to the editor politely expressing a different point of view in contrast to the views of the publishers. When we have usually published, occasionally someone would cancel a subscription or an ad, but this was rare. The goal of the editorial page has been to provide an arena for expression of a variety of thoughtful opinions, some by the publishers, some by the columnists, and some by our readers. The new mode of operation, I am told, is that when a newspaper prints an editorial of which some sectors might disagree, the focus is now upon how to run the newspaper out of business. Out of the window are the contributions the newspaper has made to the community in the past and the newspaper's extensive investment in the community. We do understand people's rights to pull subscriptions and ads and to express a differing opinion. But we have some trouble understanding threats and paybacks, since in politics there are often a variety of options. Well, that's no kidding. For the publishers to herald one of the options should be no cause for persecution. When you think about it, editorials are often displayed in people's yards with campaign signs. There are endorsements by residents. Is it proper to persecute them for stating their opinions in this manner if you disagree with their choices? Should they be harassed and threatened? We don't think so. Unfortunately for the iconoclast and its publishers, there have been threats, big ones, including physical harm. Some individuals are threatening innocent commercial concerns, claiming that if they advertise in the iconoclast, they will be run out of business. We consider this improper in a democracy. Well, if we were in a democracy, I might say that. We are in a constitutionally limited republic, but we'll save that one. Several young members of our staff covering Tonkawa traditions this past weekend were angrily harassed and threatened that they must leave, which cut short their ability to do their jobs fully and instilled in them considerable fear for their safety. These reporters had nothing to do with the editorial. They were part-time college students working to pay their way through school and to better themselves. Although several members of the community are upset at the newspaper, there are still those who want us to continue with local coverage as we have in the past. We do have a concern for the safety of our staff, however, and find it troubling when they are bullied and cannot do their jobs. From the period of Tuesday through noon Saturday of this week, the iconoclast has received over 700 letters to the editor related to the editorial, which received more attention than we had expected. Some of the dispatches are very critical and some are very supportive of the editorial, and a few do offer a thoughtful, differing point of view on the issues, which we do appreciate. Since the iconoclast is a very small staff, it's been impossible for us to verify each and every signature, as is our normal procedure prior to publication. But to provide the letters for the public to read, we are posting them on our website with the names of the authors listed as initials. We have been told that some letters emailed to us did not get through, perhaps since our internet system became overloaded at times this past week. The letters posted are the ones we received that pertain to the editorial, as opposed to being simply questions or other correspondence. In summation here, a few have been edited slightly due to the offensive language or the writer's identity being revealed in the body of the letter, but we have attempted to publish them with few exceptions just as we received them. To publish them in print edition would require substantially too much space, about 30 pages in their estimation. So go to www.iconoclast-texas.com if you want to peruse the letters. Nearly 100 individuals, including some Crawford residents, have purchased new subscriptions to help replace those lost, and a few have expressed a desire to become new advertising clients. For this, we are thankful. The publisher has read every email and letter received and sends appreciation to each and every letter writer and for expressing their opinion pro or con, as this shows a passion for their positions and a keen interest in the upcoming election. Obviously, this is written before George Bush got in there for his second term. And finishing here, whether readers agree or disagree with the recommendation rendered by our publishers, we do encourage them to vote in the upcoming election. We consider it more than a privilege, but a duty. Signed, W. Leon Smith. And I have Leon Smith on air with me. Good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Doing fine.
Boy, you stirred some stuff up there.
Right, yeah. The editorial you were reading was the aftermath editorial after we ran the endorsement editorial.
Yeah, and newspapers, we have a newspaper down here. I think it's owned by the Cox conglomerate mm-hmm. of sorts. And it's the Austin Statesman. I often call it the Austin Un-American Statesman because they always seem to be backing the wrong issue. And when something's really wrong, they don't give you the facts. There is a certain bias that I've noticed in that newspaper. But your newspaper, as I read, you endorsed Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I got to admit, the first time I ever voted in a national election, I voted for Jimmy Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the rest of the country didn't vote for him for a second time. But you've been fair. You supported Democrats. You supported Republicans. But this was different, Leon. What happened?
Well, since, you know, Crawford is the hometown of the president, the local residents took great exception to the editorial. And we knew that a big majority would. But our concern was we wanted to get our readers to start focusing on issues instead of swift boat ads and things like that. You know, the campaigns were being trivialized at that point. And we were more concerned with Social Security and with stem cell research and the war and things like that. We felt like our readers needed to, you know, throw out the things that happened 30 years ago and try to look at the current issues.
Right. Well, and, you know, we saw the first term of George Bush. Now, I don't know in your paper if you did any editorials on what this guy has done, but being in the print medium, I mean, you get a pretty good feel for what is conservative versus what is liberal.
Correct.
And looking at the first 4 years of George Bush, which a lot of conservative, Republican, Christian, I guess you can call conservative Christians out there, went hook, line, and sinker for this guy. This guy is the man. You would swear that he was the second son of God, Jesus being, of course, the first. And as you look at this guy's record, I mean, it's abysmal. There are liberals that have been president of these United States that have, George Bush has been more liberal than them.
Exactly. Our concern was the economy, the fact that, you know, jobs were going, were leaving our country. And, in fact, I had done an investigation of one such company about 2 or 3 months prior to running the editorial. And they were being forced out because of an inability to have the government work with them as far as the import-export monies go.
Mm-hmm.
And so that played a little bit into it, as did our deficits. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just unbelievable.
Well, and Leon, on just that subject alone, I mean, there's been an ongoing program in this country, and it's not Republicans. It's also Democrats, and it's also tied to big business. They're emptying the jobs out of this country. We've got some estimates. I've seen the conservative estimates, but some estimates would put the number at between 25 and 30 illegal people in this country right now. The majority of them, of course, being Mexico, simply because we're joined by that landmass. But they're Guatemalans, they're South Americans, they're anybody that can get to South or Central America can literally go into Mexico and walk into this country across the border, which makes, if you take a look at the Homeland Security and you take a look at Patriot Act 1 and 2, supposedly we're under this big terrorist threat, but we've got millions of people every year just pouring over our borders.
Yeah, go figure.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. I mean, a year ago, now, I'm reading the newspaper, and in the back of the newspaper, a short column, it wasn't very big. I think it was only one paragraph, come to think of it. Well, it was the Office of Management and Budget, the OMB, that admitted, and this really floored me, that they even put this in print, that the past, present, and future obligations of the United States government is $73 trillion. We've got this guy in the White House right now waging war on a sovereign nation for apparently no good reason at all, that the deficit is going to be almost a half a trillion dollars this year.
Mm-hmm.
But here's something, Leon, they're not factoring into this. It's what the loan sharks used to call the juice. You know, we don't get this money for free. We've got to pay somebody for the pleasure of using it.
Right.
So this half a trillion dollars has got the juice running. Now, on top of that, all the trillions of dollars that this government has amassed in debt. And we don't have anybody that's sane enough to even address this this issue and this problem logically and truthfully and honestly in Washington, D.C., which is another story. But let's get back to your story. We'll continue this right after this short break. Stay tuned.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
We're back. My guest today from the Lone Star Iconoclast. I've got Leon Smith online. When Leon, I got to ask you, when you did this editorial endorsing Kerry, And you stated some of the points, but in your editorial, what was the reasoning with supporting Kerry versus Bush?
Well, we tried to apply the viewpoints of the candidates to some of these issues is how we started. For instance, with Social Security, Bush is for privatization. Kerry was against privatization. And we thought that, you know, a person should be against privatization because it would ruin the system. That's an example of the methodology we used.
And a lot of people don't realize this, Leon, but the Social Security system, as we've discovered, really isn't broke. Well, it's a trust that's been set up, and I don't see it where in the Constitution that the United States federal government gets involved in retirement benefits, but that's another issue. But since the 70s, they've robbed that trust of over $1 trillion. That thing was on fine financial ground. I mean, with the payments going in, I mean, it was operating exactly as expected, but the politicians kept dipping into that little cookie jar, and from time to time, it's on the verge of collapse. But I understand your point. When you privatize, when you have government hands in something that's offered to the public, this kind of partnership they keep talking about, I can remember somebody called, during World War II, Italy, Mussolini. Oh, that's right. The guy wrote the book on it. So any time that we hear privatization still with government control, call it what it is, it's fascism.
Well, usually it causes a big problem because it can survive or it doesn't provide the services that need to be provided, and the entities that do receive the benefits of being of the privatization, they, you know, profit. That's the whole purpose.
What were some of the other issues you covered?
Well, we covered stem cell research. We thought that we were for that. Kerry was for that. Bush was against it. We also talked about the war in Iraq, the fact that there were no weapons of mass destruction, which is supposedly the reason we went in on an urgent type basis, and that was unnecessary completely. We also talked about work ethic. We stated that we felt we should have a full-time president. things like that.
Yeah, he has spent a lot of time down in Crawford, Texas, hasn't he?
Quite a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've never seen – have you ever seen the ranch, Leon? Have you ever been out there?
No, you can't get out to it.
Yeah. And we always see the static shot when he does the talking heads from CNN or whatever. They always have him in front of that ramshackle little shed there, and you never get to see anything else.
Well, that's in town.
Okay. That is in town?
I believe so, because I stood in front of a ramshackle shack myself, and they interviewed me on there one time.
Okay. Well, it's probably not even on the Bush property. Well, we saw with George Bush Sr., we saw our first foray into the Middle East. And, you know, they thought this was going to be a cakewalk. You know, I remember Donnie Rumsfeld, old Rummy, saying that, oh, this is going to be shock and awe, and they're just going to throw their hands up and just accept the American occupation in Iraq, and everything's going to be hunky-dory. Well, we don't have an exit strategy. The thing that bothered me about Kerry, and on some issues, he made better sense than what George Bush did. But Kerry, when he nailed him to the wall, saying that, well, we're in Iraq now, we've got to support this, and we've got to support our troops. That, you know, to me, I the only way I'm supporting our troops here at the network, we've got these wonderful magnetic knockoffs of these wonderful yellow ribbons that says support our troops. No, we've made the same ones, only we say bring them home.
Mm-hmm.
Bring them home. This is an unjust war. I mean, if you notice, Leon, how this whole thing morphed out. Weapons of mass destruction. We saw Colin Powell at the United Nations. We saw every talking head that George Bush could muster, Condi Rice, Colin Powell, Donald Rumsfeld. It didn't matter. You know, here's an evil dictator. They liken him to Hitler. The man was no threat to the United States. But there is something on the order of trillions of dollars to be made off the oil deals in Iraq. Also, Saddam Hussein was not dealing in dollars anymore. He was dealing in euros. So we've got all that mess straightened around. We've invaded the country. We're occupying it. We're setting up a government that's, let's be polite and say conducive to the American viewpoint. democracy, I don't know what this is. They're over there meddling around in Muslim countries, and it appears that we're on the roadmap of peace here for the Israelis, because the Israelis want all these people backed out of their backyards. We see what they're doing with the Palestinians right now, but apparently we're following the roadmap to peace here. And I don't know what's going to take for the American people to understand this. This is not – they seem to be manufacturing wars on television or justifications for this. And since all the indications that we were given, the reason why we're over in Iraq right now, proved to be false, then why are our troops still there? We're there to give these guys democracy? Well, a democracy is not a good form of government. Every government has ever based itself on a democratic principle, such as in a democracy, a true democracy, has always failed. Now, we're over there changing their culture. I mean, this is a country, Leon, that's had over, 6,000-7,000 years of history?
Mm-hmm.
And we're over there to give them what? McDonald's and the IMF? I don't think they're too happy about this.
Well, I think you have to look also at military contracts.
Well, that too. Halliburton, Betchel, you know, those also. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I'll tell you what, we'll take the break here. We'll take about a 3-minute break, come back with my guest today. From the Lone Star Iconoclast. I like that name, Iconoclast. And we'll get into some of the numbers of what happened when some of these people started to drop their subscriptions. Well, it's almost triple or double that now. We'll talk about the numbers right after this.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking Oxymune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
I have with me today, where exactly are you at, Leon?
Well, right now I'm sitting in Clifton, Texas, which is 18 miles from Crawford.
Okay, and where is the Lone Star Iconoclast newspaper building actually at?
Well, it doesn't have a building right now.
Okay.
We had one for a short time about a year ago, and didn't have very much traffic, so we produced the paper at our central plant in Clifton.
Okay, gotcha. All right, people, anymore, I don't know what your view is on this. I mean, and you read news stories, you search the Internet. You see what's going on in this country right now. And we seem to have people locked in this paradigm, this political paradigm, as if electing... And Mr. Bush has become our ascended king, apparently, because Congress has abrogated so much of its responsibility. People are still in this mindset, Leon, that if we just elect the right guy, the right president of the United States, whether it be Bush or Kerry or Clinton or whoever ran against him or whatever the case may be, that somehow things are going to get better if we just elect that one guy. Now, I don't know. I'm severely disappointed. I said after the first election of George Bush, I asked people, where are their minds at? If number one, you're a Christian, then you got to subscribe to the principles of the Bible. If you're a Republican and a Christian, well, then you subscribe to the Republican platform and the Bible. which is a double whammy as far as I'm concerned and against Bush. But people, I have this great sense, Leon, that people are just hanging on by their fingernails, hoping against hope that they just elect that one guy in Washington, D.C., everything is going to be okay.
Well, I think they believe that. They believe it here in Texas. I know that. I think part of the problem is that the Republican Party is becoming splintered. There's a neoconservative element of it that is not in the same step as the old traditional Republican Party.
Or for that matter, I mean, flashback 20 years ago to the Democratic Party or the Democrat Party.
Right. But currently, I think really the Republican Party right now is closer to aligning with the Democratic Party than they are with the neocons.
Well, Cleon Skousen said this years ago. He said, beware, America. Something is going to happen in your political future that you better be paying attention to. And he had actually talked about, before we saw terms like moderate conservatives, I start seeing terms like this, and it harkened me back to what Skousen said. And he said, look, he said, this whole political spectrum is going to shift to the left. And I've heard the analogy that, well, the pendulum always swings back. And my answer to that is, you've got a grandfather clock. Yeah, it's still wound up. The pendulum's still swinging, but somebody shoved it across the foyer there all the way to the left.
Right.
You know, in this country, I mean, I don't know what other people stand against. I know what I stand for. I read my Constitution, and I think it's probably the most well-written, functioning document of governance ever devised by man. And I look at this thing, and, you know, I am just in amazement. You know, we've thrown the Constitution out with the baby and the bathwater. Then we put everything is up for debate. Everything is subject to change.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if people want a democracy, then let them have it. Let them have just one branch of government. Of course, we've got the judicial and, you know, we've got the executive and, you know, we've got supposed to have three branches of government, but everything is piled under the executive. We have actually, and I think they fought a little war. I think they called it the Civil War, and it was about states' rights, you know, that little issue. But that's been morphed into some political football now that if you support anything, you know, those evil symbols of the South. Yeah, the slavery issue was involved, but I'm talking about states' rights, autonomy. They were against centralization of power in Washington, D.C., and I don't know about you. I don't know about you, Leon, but I think they've grabbed all the power.
Well, you know, if you boil it all down, it comes right down to the oath of office, the presidential oath of office, because it is directly related to the Constitution itself. And the Constitution does state that there are three, levels of government, the executive, the legislative, and the judicial, and they're separated to be that way on purpose. And if you take your oath and mean it and are accountable to it, then those will be sacred, and they're not anymore.
Well, and there's other interesting things that they've done with our government, executive orders and presidential directives. And if not challenged, and not one of them ever has, not one of these executive orders going back when this country actually declared bankruptcy officially March 9th, 1933, and it has been in bankruptcy ever since. Every federal judge knows that, but 99% of the American people do not know that. But you hearken back to the days of FDR, and that's where the executive order started.
Mm-hmm.
I think this guy penned, 1,100 or 1,200 of them?
I think so.
Not since Franklin Delano Roosevelt has one of these executive orders. And there's a time limit. I think it's 30 or 60 days in Congress. They can look at that EO and go, no, that's not good. That's not right. We're dumping that. Not one of these have ever been overturned.
Mm.
Not one.
Worry of that.
Yeah. So, you know, we've got the power shift that has centralized us in Washington, D.C., and supposedly these are the brain trusts and the grand masters here that are going to fix everything. Well, our country is only, 235 years old. We were the most powerful nation on the face of the earth, not just militarily. We were respected by the world for our freedom and our liberty that people had, the abundance that we had, the standard of living that we had, and we didn't have to kill anybody to get it. Now we're looking at a country that's literally been popped inside out, that is literally morally, ethically, and financially bankrupt, and people are sitting around and they're still talking politics. I don't get it. Is the American people, in your estimation, Leon, gotten that dumb, or is the information they're getting that bad?
I think it goes to the information they're getting. I think you have to look at some of the companies that own some of the big media groups, and you know they're out for their corporate profits, and they control the media, the big media, and people still depend on that to be correct, and it's not always. In fact, it's seldom correct.
Well, you're on the right track, but I would add there's a little caveat to this. Most of the people, the major medias, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, if you take a look at the major newspapers, a lot of the major newspapers, the players in that arena, if you check in which country club they belong to this little known organization called Council on Foreign Relations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Council on Foreign Relations here is kind of the sister group to the Round Table in England, and their one and only job is the furtherance of global governance, mm-hmm. which would be a good indicator of what you're seeing our government do right now. I'd say they're pretty much on track. So there's an agenda here. You know, this isn't, and I don't talk about conspiracy theory. I just talk about fact as I see them, and this is the way this whole thing is going. I mean, we got millions of illegals running around this country driving down. I just had a guy on the air yesterday that called me up. He's one of our advertisers here in Austin, Texas. Called me up and he said, look, I got a story to tell you. And it centered around construction work. Some guy went down to see if he could get a job, and he was expecting maybe $7, $8 for, menial labor. And the guy says, oh, no. He said, you see these guys over here? They'll work for $3 an hour. Of course, they were all illegals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are the jobs that the American people won't do or don't want to do. Well, basically, they're just in here trashing wage scales. And if you can hire that out of that cheap labor pool, why would you want to pay somebody a decent living wage? I mean, living wage, maybe an, that scary word, even benefit. So we've got a mass of people. They're balkanizing this country. Have you noticed this, Leon? What's your thoughts on this one? Every time you turn on your radio dial and flip through it, you're hearing another Spanish station. Or another TV station pops up that's Spanish-speaking. Is this assimilation into this country, into its culture, into its language? Or are we setting up shop with another country inside of our country?
I think it has to do with the shift in population. We are getting more and more Hispanic-speaking people that live here that don't speak English. And I think that some of the policies that have gone down in the past probably need to be revised because I really think that people that come to the United States to live really need to learn our language. I really do.
Well, yeah, because I can't be expected to go to Mexico and demand a driver's license. But
if you're going to live there, I mean, for an extended period of time, you don't expect them to tell us we have to learn. I mean, they won't print their things in English for us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. Everything's bilingual now. Walk in, buy a gallon of milk. I mean, there it is. You can have it in Spanish, you can have it in English, and quite frankly, I mean, let's face it. Everybody that, unless you're an American Indian, everybody in this country came from someplace.
Right.
But we learned to speak the language.
Well, really, seeing things in both languages really doesn't bother me that much. But I really think that it would be better suited for everyone if people here in the United States, we have an official language and it's English, and if there was an effort for individuals to try to learn the language.
It would seem like a plan to me. I mean, I am amazed. And our inability, you didn't comment on this one, but, I mentioned Homeland Security, Patriot Act 1 and 2, and I guess 3 is rolling on its heels pretty well. In order to keep everybody safe, we've got to strip everybody of their rights in this country, apparently.
I'm totally against the Patriot Act.
Well, down here in Austin, there was a resolution passed by the city council against the Patriot Act. I mean, it is so far out of the box. I mean, how can you protect a country against terrorism by stripping people of their God-given rights? I mean, anybody getting this? And this is on the heels of a war that we should not be fighting right now. I mean, hello, America. What's going on in your think tank up there? Most people don't know. And I think it's the bad information that they're getting. That's why we do this network and programming such as this, to once again hopefully stir the brain pot of people out there so they start thinking again. No, this is a constitutional and limited republic. It's not a democracy. Yes, we're supposed to have three branches of government. No, we're not supposed to have a government involved in everything that it's in. I mean, seriously, Leon, I don't know. I didn't ask you how old you were, but you've been around the block a few times.
I'm 51.
Okay, well, you're my age. Mm-hmm. Well, when's your birthday?
May 29th.
Okay, well, you got me. I'm June. Great. I love having people on that's older than me. If you go through the Communist Manifesto, I mean, I'm hearing people that are spouting off Marxism, and they don't even know where it came from. And as I look at their bullet point list here for this country and its people, its institutions, its learning institutions, higher learning institutions, government, you name it, abolition of private property, you know, Engels thought that was a bad idea. It's collective right of the state, not the individual. Heavy progressive income taxes. Well, I think we have that. Abolition of all rights of inheritance. Well, that's still up in the air. Confiscation of all property of immigrants and rebels. Well, just violate a federal law and see what happens to your goodies. Centralized banking. Mm-hmm. IMF boys. Government control of communications and transportation. Yeah, I'd say that's there. Government ownership of factories and agriculture. Not yet, but they're trying. Corporate farms, regional planning. I looked to Tricky Dick, 73. He did that. And government control of education. You know, Leon, we used to have kids. Now we got kids that are graduating high school that have to take remedial math and reading courses in order to get into college. Nine times out of ten, it's community college. But what they're not even they're not even learning their ABCs.
That kind of shows you the failure of the tax test, doesn't it?
Well, and it shows the failure of people to keep things in control in their own backyard. Since when does anybody in the federal government have a better idea on how to run a school system nationwide? I mean, we used to have kids that went to one-room schoolhouses reading out of McGuffey readers that are smarter than the characters that are turning out at college level today.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to be in this global competitive marketplace. How? How do you compete with people that don't know how to think, let alone what to think?
Good question.
Yeah, that's the $64,000 question. And most of them out there can't add that high. Look, your numbers on that newspaper. Now, when you endorse Kerry,
mm-hmm.
You had some subscriptions canceled. Now, give me the numbers on that, and then tell me what happened since then.
Okay, what happened was when we published the editorial, right before we published, our circulation was about 920. And the week after we published, it had dropped to about half that. But over the weeks that followed, people from coast to coast started subscribing to the Iconoclast, and right now we're at about 2,600. But they're spread throughout the nation. And we have a few overseas, too, readers. But we're still being boycotted as far as advertising goes. And we're just trying to survive as a paper. We're trying to take more of a national position on things. We're interviewing people of national interest in our cover stories, and are just trying to shape the publication to fit what our readers want to read. We still cover Crawford as much as we can. We still are harassed somewhat. Mainly right now, it's more a matter of uncooperation. But we're just doing the best we can.
Well, and that's interesting, because I would put that in a classification of economic terrorism. You know, I mean, you said in that follow-up editorial that, you know, this didn't happen before. I mean, you know, Bill Clinton, I mean, my God, you want to talk about a man that polarized a nation. That was a classic example, but you didn't have people threatening to burn you down or boycott you or threaten you with personal violence.
True.
So
it was just unbelievable. Really hard to believe that people would take it that way, because it was the publisher's opinion. It was an editorial. It was plainly marked, but it was a fairly, I would say, strong editorial. But it got read by a lot of people from all over the world.
Yeah. Well, I would agree with your editorial, except with the exception of the stem cell research. I'm not down with that, but. Your editorial hit the nail right on the head, and I personally think, you know, not that I would have voted for the man, because a vote you know, is you're saying that this guy's okay by and large. Now, I couldn't endorse Kerry any more than I can endorse Bush by my vote, my personal vote.
Right.
But I think Kerry would have been better than George Bush. I mean, that's my personal opinion, but still, I mean, we're still talking about substandard or subpar here. I mean, we're talking about a man that's going for the top dog spot here, the chief executive officer here, the commander-in-chief, the cook chief, and, you know, a bottle washer, whatever. You know, and you know, when I look at this, and I look at the ties between Bush and Kerry, did you know they were actually cousins?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're actually cousins. I mean, they go back a ways. They were both Skull and Bones guys and all that, even though they weren't in the same class. But, you know, we get certain people that are handpicked for positions of power in this country just to keep things status quo. I'll tell you what, we'll take a short break, come back on the other side. I want you to put out your information on how people can get copies of your newspaper and can take a look at your website and maybe even put out a phone number and call up and get a subscription to the paper.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, I'd much rather read The Iconoclast than I would the Austin Un-American Statesman. We'll take the break here. We'll be right back.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you honor similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
We've discovered at this network, people can handle the truth. This is what they're not getting. That's our function here, folks. Coming up next hour, First Amendment, no big deal. This comes off of a study from the James L. Knight Foundation. You know what high school students and college students are saying? About half of them are going, First Amendment, rights are overrated. What they're not telling you about the election, also that, and some other stories. I want to take a quick call here. I wasn't going to take any calls this hour, but I've got Tom in Austin on a cell. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey.
Hi.
What's going on?
Your question or comment?
Mostly comments. First off, it's evident that your guest doesn't listen to RBN. He should be listening and doing all this in-depth study that all of us are doing. And the other thing is that why didn't he consider endorsing Peruka or Badnarik?
Well, that's a good question. Leon?
Yes.
Was that an alternative, endorsing one of the Libertarian or Constitutional Party people?
Well, we were wanting to endorse someone that had a chance of maybe winning.
Ah, okay.
Well, he just threw the race. He just, laid down. You know, you never heard a squeak out of him about Ohio or any of the recall votes or any of that stuff. You know, how does that make you feel?
Well, I think he probably should have said more.
Well, he didn't say anything because he was bought off. You know, you don't understand about Skull and Bones people, do you?
I understand a little bit. I'm not sure I understand enough.
Well, first off, you know, to get into Skull and Bones, you got to, you know, pledge yourself to Satan, and then you get a little secret name, you know, a little club name, like, you know what John Kerry's club name was, don't you?
No.
The Long Devil. Now, what does that tell you?
Of course, we've got Bohemian Grove, of which everybody of any notoriety, both in politics and at the corporate level, that's their secret little meeting place.
I'm sure he didn't know about that either.
Well, we'll load him up with some information. We'll open up Leon's eyes here.
Yeah, you need to, you know, give him a whole bunch of DVDs, you know, and, you know, help open his mind up. And then, you know, he'll see the light and he'll come on board, and then we'll have just another outlet where we can get to people.
There is another, thanks for your call, Tom. There is another newspaper. What is it called, Paul Martin? Is that the Oregonian the Oregonian. That was a newspaper that it was just doing its local circulation deal, and then they did what you're discussing about going national and carrying more national news. And I got to tell you what, their subscription rate just exploded nationwide. There are people that will take the Oregonian over, say, USA Today, because their issues are based in study, real study, not opinion, or based on basing an opinion on somebody else's opinion, which seems to be going on more and more these days. You know, more fact, less opinion makes better for better newspapers, I think.
Yeah.
Put out your information about the Oregonian. Your website is www.iconoclast, and that's spelled iconoclast-texas.com. And if somebody wants to just call up on the telephone and order a subscription to your newspaper, what's the number they call?
Okay, they can call 800 number, 1-800-241-5504.
All right. Leon, I appreciate this very much. Keep plugging away up there, my friend.
we'll try.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've noticed one thing. I call it the 16-pound sled syndrome. When you give people certain facts and truth about stuff, they'll run the gamut of emotions. And they'll realize that they're, after all the agonizing and teeth gnashing and ranting and pulling of hair, they're still back in the same place they were before they went through these emotional swings. But it's something that people have not heard a lot of out of politicians or news services in this country, and it's called the truth. The American people deserve it. They should be demanding it. Thank you, Mr. Smith. We'll be talking to you soon, sir.
Thanks.
All righty. That'll do it for this hour. Next hour, you international shortwave listeners, 3210 on your shortwave dial. We'll continue right after this.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events,
read about our air personalities and the programs they host,
take part in discussion forums,
read the latest breaking news,
and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream.
Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive complete.
completely free of charge.
That's right.
Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information.
Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, RBNLive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.